Welcome, gifted viewers, to today's edition of Good People, Good Works, featuring the musical group Sierra Leone's Refugee All-Stars. The Refugee All-Stars are comprised of six Sierra Leonean musicians who, due to instability in their nation during the 1990s, left their home of Freetown, the capital city of Sierra Leone, and lived for years as refugees in the West African nation of Guinea. The band started when Ruben Koroma and his wife Efua Grace Ampoma met Francis John Lamba in a refugee camp. They began making music together to keep their spirits up and their hopes alive. The band was soon joined by Abdul Rahim Kamara, Mohammed Bangura, and a gifted teenager rapper and often named Alhaji Jeffrey Kamara, also known as Black Nature.
It's hard, you know, leave in your country and go to another country that you have never been before, and sleeping on a tarpaulin house, in a tarpaulin mat, and the other thing is that you don't know the language that the people speak, you know, which is really difficult, you know, but you just got to deal with it, you know, because it is what it is for now, you know. So what you got to do is that you just got to go with the flow and, you know, stay positive.
When they were relocated to the Sembakunya camp in the remote Guinea countryside, the future Refugee All-Stars members encountered U.S. documentary filmmakers Banka White and Zach Niles, along with Canadian singer-songwriter Chris Bellan. These men from North America were in Africa looking for a story that would touch the hearts of people across the world and show the beauty and steadfastness of the African people. The filmmakers followed the band for 3 years as they shifted from camp to camp.
The title of the documentary is called The Sierra Leone's Refugee All-Stars, or The Refugee All-Stars. You know, it's a documentary that tells about our life and how we leave our country and went to a neighbor country and live in a refugee camp, you know, seeing a lot of constraints. And we decided to incorporate with music and forget about our traumas. And, you know, and music lifts our spirit up, you know, and motivate the other people, our refugee brothers who have been in the same stress as we are, you know, and help them forget about their past. And, you know, and it talks about our life from the refugee camp and up to the opportunity for us to start touring around the world and spread our messages.
The film has garnered numerous awards, including the Grand Jury Prize for Best Documentary in 2005 at the American Film Institute's AFI Fest in Los Angeles, USA. Finally, thanks to sponsorship by the United Nations, members of the group were given the opportunity to return to Freetown. There, they reunited with their family and friends. Ruben Koroma rediscovered his former bandmates, the Emperors, who joined the group to record the debut album, Living Like a Refugee.
Mistake them flow, them cannot notice. Shabadi's calling on the floor, ready to shiver the hay from the grain. All in the rim in the world of Zion.
The group was honored with a nomination in the Best African Entertainer category for the 2007 International Reggae and World Music Awards. Black Nature talks about the message behind the Refugee All-Stars music.
I think one of the message that the band is putting out, especially for the younger generation and the war-torn countries and countries that are, you know, feel like war is the only way to solve our problems. And I think the message that we are giving out is really simple. You know, we telling people that, or countries that are encouraging war, that war is not the answer. There are many ways for us to solve our problems rather than going to war. You know, think about all these thousands of innocent, you know, people dying. People don't even know why they're fighting for, you know. The innocent people are just dying. The kids are losing their beloved ones, you know, which is really terrible.
Ask Black Nature about the sources of inspiration and how he finds hope.
I pretty much find my inspiration through positive people. By mingling with positive people, you know, I get great inspiration by your words, you know, by your lifestyle, by what you do, you know. And also, one of the greatest thing that motivate me and I feel like inspires me greatly, it's my culture. You know, because the country that I come from, we're full of talented people. You know, inspired by our traditional, you know, music.
When we come back, we will have more from our interview with Black Nature and how the Sierra Leone's Refugee All-Stars music is empowering many lives. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television.
Yeah, the only thing I have to say on behalf of the band is that we are very happy to be among you, since we are all facing the same situation. We are refugees and we know your problems. But the only contribution we have is to de-traumatize the people. We want to disoccupy the people from the worries they have. That's why we suggest music.
Welcome back to Good People, Good Works, featuring the music group, the Sierra Leone Refugee All-Stars, which started from jamming sessions in refugee camps and now has grown to an international musical sensation. Their journey is a testament to the strength of the human spirit and exemplifies the universal healing power in music. We now continue with our interview with Black Nature, who believes his group's music is having a constructive effect on listeners.
I think people are definitely listening to us. You know, what we just did here at the Harmony Festival, which is like thousands of people around, you know, dancing to the music and pay attention and listen to the words, what we are saying. I think they definitely have something that they're going to take back home and tell the people that don't have the opportunity to come to the Harmony, that, oh, wow, we met this band, and it's really incredible. You know, they talk about peace, they talk about war, they talk about how they suffer, they talk about, you know, the constraints when they were in the refugee camp, you know. So I think those people will learn from them, you know, which is really good.
Well, I am Ruben M. Kuruma. I'm a singer. I compose songs for the band. People who have problems, people who are frustrated will be revived if they hear the greatness of a Refugee All-Stars band. You say, yes, me refugee, I'm a refugee, and I know that refugees can excel.
While living in the camps, how did Black Nature help other refugees cope with the difficult conditions?
I decided to stay strong and play music and, you know, to forget about the things that are happening to me, you know, and try to help the other people that don't have the talent to help themselves, for them to forget the trauma, you know, reach out to them, you know, talk to them and play music, you know, and come around, they dance and jam and forget about the past. You know, even though when they went back into their houses or their things, they have something that they're thinking of. You know, but the moment we started,
they have joy.
Yeah, they have joy and forget about a lot of stuff.
Ask Black Nature if he could share with us the constructive trends he currently sees in his country.
To start with, I think, you know, we are so blessed that we get to, you know, find ways and means and fix our problems.
Yeah.
You know, and we finally had a total peace in the country,
mm-hmm.
and which is really great, and it's which is really important, and. I feel like, you know, I have a home
yes.
now, and I think, you know, we learn how to forgive and forget, and, you know, just looking forward for the better future for the coming up generation, which is really great.
Here's Black Nature's message to people of Africa.
I just want to say that Africa is a really beautiful place, and it's our motherland, and it's the one and only land that we have to come together and stand strong and rebuild again. And I just want to say that to all the people who have been through the bad situation, and all the people who have lost their loved ones and, you know, and their family, I just want them to stay strong and feel like there are billions of people who are looking after them. They are not by themselves. And let them stay strong. They will make it, no matter what. Peace and blessing.
He also has a message for Supreme Master Chin Hai.
Hi, Master Chin Hai. I just want to say, thanks so much for your wonderful job that you're doing, and thanks for uplifting your brothers and sisters around the world. Peace and blessings.
We would like to thank Black Nature and the Sierra Leone's Refugee All-Stars for filling our world with powerful, uplifting music, with the benevolent purpose of bringing hope and joy to many lives. Let the people of Sierra Leone and everyone on our wonderful planet always know tranquility. The Sierra Leone's Refugee All-Stars DVD and CDs are available at refugeeallstars-audience.fm. We've enjoyed your company on today's episode of Good People, Good Works here on Supreme Master Television. Coming up next is The World Around Us after Noteworthy News. May peace and love be upon you always.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/GPGW.